Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
All right, and Jason Kanz has agreed to be my neighbor on the radio. My brother from another mother. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
All right, let's see. We're not hearing him. There we go.
Some longing for Mr. Rogers actually being here again. I really feel some nostalgia about that.
He provides a calming. It's a calming, and we need it amidst the storm. You know, again, we try to dole out the truth. If you're just positive, there's the Stockdale syndrome. I mean, whatever it was. He tells this story, I think, to Jim Collins in Good to Great about he was a prisoner of war for 20 years. He was Ross Perot's running mate in 96. But he said the people who were overly optimistic, they didn't make it. And why? And it's because they kept thinking, hey, we're going to get out by Easter and by Christmas. And then they finally were like, they were just so disappointed. So optimism is great to a certain point, but we need to be, well, in the midst of this pandemic, we really tell us the truth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's we need to hear about hopefulness, but we are also still in a season of disorientation. And that's just the reality of where we're at today.
So I saw a headline this morning. Having said that, I mean, I want to encourage us as much. But one of the headlines I saw this morning, now I hope this isn't true, but it's talking about the fact that those who've already had the virus, like 50 or so of those people contracting it again. Now, that's a nightmare scenario. I hope that's not the case. But if that is, then I guess we need that vaccine, right? We need that vaccine down the line here.
Yeah, and I think praying for our leaders, praying for all the people who stay on the front lines, you know, every day it seems like I'm reminded of a new group to be praying for. And I think as believers, our principal weapon is prayer, you know, and I think sometimes we forget that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you think about spiritual warfare for sure at this time. And certainly a headline of that, Boris Yeltsin, the prime minister in the UK, in critical condition. He's not on a respirator, but he is getting oxygen treatment. So, but that's pretty nowhere. 55 years old. Jason, I'm 55. So that one hit close to home today. So
no doubt. Yeah.
All right. We're trying to tackle a lot. We're trying to put a lot into the sandwich here today. So we're reading from Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters. Great book to read. It's a great audio book to listen to. It's as if he's having a conversation with the Lord through all 66 books of the Bible. Soren Kierkegaard's the one who referred to the Bible as 66 Love Letters, who Larry is a kindred spirit with him, from what I gather. And so here's what he says in terms of Deuteronomy, and get a quick reaction from you before we get to one of your devos from Notes from the Upper Room. Deuteronomy, you're a slow learner. Before you learn to follow me closely, you'll make an even bigger mess of things and get yourself in real trouble. You're a born lawbreaker, a natural sinner, but remember, you can't outsin my love. Boy, that kind of calls to mind like Romans, right? Where sin increases, grace increases all the more.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think that's a good reminder, but that tail end, that last sentence there is so important, that we cannot outsin God's love.
Yeah.
Not that we should try.
Right.
But, you know.
Exactly.
But the reality is we are sinners, and we are hopeless apart from God's grace.
Even without trying, right?
Right on.
Stumble enough. You did a Facebook Live last night for the first time, reading from the outset of your book, Notes from the Upper Room. That it's kind of fun once you give it a try, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. I wasn't sure how it would go, but I thought, you know what? People are stuck at home. Why not start doing a read through of the book? It's actually relatively short. The whole thing can be read out loud probably in 2 hours. So I'm going to do it again tonight.
Yeah.
Talking about Trinitarian relating and belonging tonight. So
I've been reading your book aloud to my wife. We're through chapter one, so I'm going to try to see if I can finish reading aloud to her before you finish reading aloud to the public, okay?
Very good.
All right. In your devotional, because you got Notes from the Upper Room, it's based on John 13 through 17, and you got the book, but also the devotions. People can email you, jasonkanz@yahoo.com, to get that email to them for free, jasonkanz@yahoo.com. But we're up to John 13:33 this morning. Go ahead.
Sure. So it says, little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also will say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. Jesus had continued preparing his disciples for the days ahead. He told them, "In this I am glorified by my Father." In other words, what is happening is a big deal. In fact, the next few days would be the most important weekend of all time. Jesus would willingly go to his brutal torture, cruel death, and descent into hell. What was his hell? Separation from the Father. Jesus knew that he had to go alone, but he also knew the confusion that awaited his disciples. He used a term of endearment, calling them little children. He recognized the childlike innocence in his disciples. He knew that they were going to be afraid and confused and that they would long for his comfort. If you've ever seen the image of a young boy trying to be brave as his daddy goes off to war, I think you have the right image. Jesus was saying to each of them, "Buddy, I have to go away. You cannot come, but I'll be back soon." Jesus knows that each of us, each of our deepest longings is to be with him. He knows that we get scared and lonely. He knows that humanity was separated from him, which is why he went to the cross, where his friends could not come along, so that he might make a way for us to be with him eternally.
The thing that really jumped out to me from that reading, based on John 13:33 from Notes from the Upper Room, the devotional, Jason, is I want you to just elaborate on, before we wrap up today. You write, "What was his hell?" And you say, "Separation from the Father." Talk about that.
Yeah, so if we think about perfect unity, or the Trinity being the perfect community of divine love, love is our ultimate reality. And when there is separation from the Father, it is his hell. It is the exact opposite of what he has existed for in all eternity.
Uh-huh.
And I think that we don't perceive the depth of the need for love that we have in the way that Jesus would with his Father.
Yeah, good stuff. Again, Notes from the Upper Room, the book, or the devotion. And again, you can even have the devotions emailed to you. JasonCans@yahoo.com. What do you got to lose? It's free. JasonCans@yahoo.com. Thank you, friend.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, love you. Well, it is Election Day, and we didn't know for a time yesterday when Governor Evers kind of betraying his own words as recently as Friday, I believe, tried to shut down the election and postpone it all the way until June. And then the Republican-controlled legislature challenging that, and the state Supreme Court ruling 4-2 that, no, the election's going to go on. You can't just one man move it. And meanwhile, the U.S. Supreme Court, then later in the day, they chime in that the extension of absentee voting that a judge in Wisconsin, Judge Conley, had tried to do, that was no-no. And so you got to get your absentee ballots in by today. And so anybody's head spinning here?
Mine was beyond spinning yesterday. My head was beyond spinning yesterday.
I just didn't know courts could move that fast.
Yeah. When it's important, they can.
They can sometimes.
Yeah.
And so here's the bottom line. What is the result today? Is that the polls are open.
They are.
And National Guard helping in, trying to fill in more than 1,100 Wisconsin communities that said we couldn't do the election because we don't have enough poll workers. So, and all I can say is I did watch Lisa Giese's news conference yesterday, Eau Claire City County Health Director, and she, while she did acknowledge that on Saturday she joined other public health directors from around the state asking for the election to be delayed, she did offer some strong reassurances that they're doing all they can, and I guess she can speak for her county, but I'm sure other places, to make it as safe as possible. So if you do your part, all the poll workers are going to be trying to do their part to keep it as safe as possible.
Right. I just, you know, here's the thing. This is my two cents, my opinion. It's mine and mine alone. What do I know? You know, if he had, like, done this 2-3 weeks ago and said, we're going to, you know, work together to make this happen so that it's, you know, postponed, I'd have been all in on that. All in. I absolutely would have 100% supported that. But to say for weeks, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. And then 18 hours before polls open to, like, suddenly do it?
Well, the state Supreme Court then said, no, no, you can't. So the polls are open today. Again, we've got reassurances that they're going to do all they can to make it as safe as possible. You do your part. Again, you got a 10-year state Supreme Court seat on the line and more.
Yeah.
WWIB.
Please be safe.
Well, you know, I think we all need to seize this opportunity to broaden our skills a little bit, maybe learn a new skill, you know, take
up meditation.
By the way,
I like your flag scarf.
Oh, thank you. It is Election Day after all, so I have to be patriotic today of all days, especially today. So anyways, tips for better living, because we want to help you just improve your lives. Okay, so here we go. Are you ready?
So these apply just during the stay-at-home stuff?
I think these could be anytime. Okay. Right. I think these could be anytime. Pencils are a great way to write things down. Buy a whole box, be sure to sharpen them, or they won't work.
Sage advice.
Yes.
Make sure you put gas in your car, or it won't run very far after you've bought it, and then you'll have trouble getting to the grocery store.
Huh.
Again, wisdom passed down for generations.
Yeah.
Which, the way, by the way, Deborah Virx on the COVID task force yesterday was asked to clarify about how often you should go, because Saturday she said this is the time not to go to the grocery store or the pharmacy. She said if you can try to go every couple weeks.
That's what I try to do. Said. Every 2 weeks.
There we go. All right. Yes. All right. Sorry. If you have a long list of things to do, make sure to do some of them sometimes.
That would be good. You can put recipes on your computer and look at them later to make the food you like. Or you can also write down the recipes using the pencils that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great tips for better living here on the Whip Wake Up Show. If you keep forgetting your house keys when you go out, you shouldn't do that anymore or you'll eventually lock yourself out.
Truth.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Cut your hair when it starts getting long, or you'll eventually have trouble wearing the hats that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Wow, I am floored. I want to get that cross-stitched on a pillow.
Didn't you post something yesterday, Caleb, about cutting your bangs?
Oh, yes, using Scotch tape. Scotch brand from Minnesota.
Try putting your shoes on before going to work. There are sharp things on the sidewalk. I actually have almost left without shoes the last couple of days in, like, slippers.
Oops. Great tips for better living, too, left. If you forget to wear shoes to work and accidentally get a rusty nail in your foot, you should probably take it out at some point eventually.
Very true.
And finally, tips for better living from Captain Obvious. When you get a check from the place you work at, you can cash it to buy groceries, soda, and more of the pencils we mentioned earlier.
It all comes back to the pencils.
It does. I guess. Pencils are the key.
WWIB, it's the Whip Wake Up Show for a Tuesday election day. Hey, you've heard it said, you know, an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Is that true? Well, of course, they've done a study on it.
Okay.
Now, the study addressing this saying, researchers at the University of Michigan say that people who eat an apple a day are a little more likely to keep the doctor away. But once they adjusted for all the other differences, the effect disappeared. So,
thanks, research.
Thanks, research.
There was one market benefit for the apple eaters. They were less likely to have needed prescription medication in the past year. So,
okay.
I think it's more about if you're choosing an apple over something else, you're eating better.
A candy bar.
I tried to give up sugar, you know, because, like, I had kind of fallen back into eating sugar.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm going to eat sugar. And then I had a really bad day yesterday. And I'm like, why did I stop eating sugar? Bring on the gummy worms. So I'm just saying, I should have chosen the apple.
Gummy worms versus gummy bears. Where do you guys fall?
Normally, I'm a bear gal, but gummy worms is what they had at Weaver's when I was doing my supply run there.
Get those things in bulk.
And, well, yeah, and I was like, oh, they have gummy penguins. They have gummy bears. They have gummy worms.
The gummy worms,
they
usually
have
like
eggs,
sugar on them, don't they?
No, those are the sour gummy worms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are the sour ones.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in a panic because I was just trying to get in and get out. And so choosing your gummy and all of the realm of what gummies to choose is very stressful.
Oh, it absolutely can be. I know, Chippewa Candy Shop, one of our favorite local haunts there in our new hometown. Wow, they have a lot of gummies.
They do.
I also, giving a shout out to local businesses as we transition to talking about our gift card challenge here. Really, really easy to order over the phone, and then they ask you, hey, when are you going to be here? What car are you driving? And they bring it right out to you through your window, and nice and easy.
I'm not a big gummy person, apparently, because I was out on this, but did you know, as long as we're speaking of food, there's a new word that may be entering into our lexicon. It's snacks, Z-N-A-C-K-S.
Yes.
It's snacks you're eating while you're on Zoom.
Have you guys done a lot of Zoom?
I thought it was snacks that make you go to sleep.
Have you guys done a lot of like Zoom or WebEx meetings?
A lot,
like nonstop. And I'm kind of almost getting to the point where I'm like, why am I doing all these meetings and appointments? Like, I want to just not do any of that. I just want to reset. And now I'm getting sucked into doing multiple things.
I'm kind of wondering what is kosher, though. Like, what is, like, you see other people chewing sometimes if it's, you know, it's a mid-morning meeting.
Yeah.
And then
small
bite-sized
things.
You're kind of
things.
Finishing up on
small bite-sized things. Like, I wouldn't be eating a slice of pizza, but, you know, like some grapes.
Sure.
or M&M's.
And is it appropriate if you see food on the person's face on the screen to mention it to them? Probably not.
No, I would just maybe do a, hey Ed, a little, you know, like rub the cheek a little bit there.
Right.
Yeah.
You're direct.
A little small
You're
direct.
Yeah. Well, because I'd want someone to tell me if I've got, if you see me and I got something on my face or in my teeth or, you know, hanging off my shoe,
it's
I want to know
era.
These things. I want to know these things.
We've got something fun going on all throughout the next several weeks here at WWIB, and we sure do hope you'll take part. Small Town Strong in a bigger way than ever before. It's called the Gift Card Challenge, and we're challenging you to not only enter yourself to win a local gift card that we'll purchase for you. In fact, we're going to do it three times every single Friday for the next few weeks. But also we're saying, in turn, would you use the power of your own social media and your own purchasing power to spread the love to some of these local businesses as well and purchase a local gift card, maybe keep it for yourself, maybe give it away, maybe give it to one of the wonderful local heroes that are doing so much to keep us safe and are on the front lines of this day after day. And again, those are so many. Hero has been so completely redefined into so many new and wonderful categories now from what we thought before. It's no longer athletes or actors or politicians. It's cashiers and stocking crews and truck drivers and doctors and nurses and CNAs and teachers and pastors and on and on and on and on.
Right.
So yesterday we had the first of three gift card challenge posts on the WIB Facebook page, and we're saying, hey, if you want a gift card, and again, we're going to purchase these.
Yeah.
Nominate a local business. Please, lovingly, can I emphasize, we're asking you to tag that local business. Please don't just say such and such. Please tag them on Facebook.
Can
it's easy. Just do at.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say, can you walk us through the process?
Use the at symbol and then start typing the business name until Facebook auto-fills it in for you. The purpose of this, friends, is not to be a stickler about Caleb's arbitrary and capricious rules. The purpose is that when you tag the business, Facebook notifies them, and so then the wonderful things you say about them get seen by them. So, again, just my little loving admonition, please tag them. That's part of the rules. But here are some of the businesses, too, that folks are talking about saying, hey, I'd love to win a gift card from them. May says Callista Salon. She says Nicole owns her own salon right here in Eau Claire. Because of COVID-19, she had to close down her business until April 30th. She's a mom, a business owner, a nice person. She said, I think it should be her that you help in this difficult time. So again, that could be one of the ones that we buy a gift card from.
Absolutely. Chippewa Family Restaurant. Cindy is saying Chippewa Family Restaurant is the best. Great food and great owners and staff.
We have Lori weighing in saying Bloomer Floral. She says their kindness is amazing. They have beautiful gifts, clothes, and of course, flowers.
Absolutely. Shelly is Island City Food Co-op in Cumberland so that she can get some groceries.
Very good. Nice one. Stephanie says Mike's Star Market. She says we as consumers have to keep small businesses going. With summer on the way, it'd be great to grab some steaks for the grill. Mike's can hook you up with that.
Karen says Curvy Ladies Resale Boutique in Thorpe. Beautiful store and a great owner, Teresa Engie. Aggie, she said that she has clothes and accessories for plus size ladies.
Couple others. Sue mentions Main Street Cafe in Bloomer. Great food and service. Jessica mentions Glaze and Glass, a family favorite. That's
right.
A Chippewa business. Wonderful. Lynn is the owner there. Know her a little bit.
We got two ice cream shout outs here. Glynis is saying Olson's ice cream. Amanda is saying Ramon's ice cream. They
both
are wonderful.
Go for it. Beth says Deutsch Family Farm. Yeah, grass-fed beef. I know that place.
And
she says we'll need to refill our freezer after all this home cooking.
Beth said Deutsch Family Farm. I have to say, Beth.
Beth's business.
That's adorable. It's not flagged on there. Beth, you can toot your own horn. She does a great job.
Think about this.
Adorable.
One small business owner shouting out to another. But yeah, that's adorable. We're going to make sure that they know. Kathy mentions Chippewa Family Restaurant. Michelle mentions the Burger Company.
I want to know more about the Burger Company.
Yes, please tag them, Michelle, because I want to know what this
Maybe
is.
Maybe Milwaukee Burger Company?
The process of discovery is great, too. I mean, really, for some of these, part of the good that you're sharing here is letting other people know about local establishments
Absolutely.
That they may not have patronized before.
Yeah, that's the whole point. We love to hear from you. How about Randy's Family Restaurant and Menominee Market Food Co-op as well?
Keep those nominations going. Again, we're buying $25 gift cards. We're doing this three times every Friday for a few weeks here. So you can enter every single post. Just make sure you hit like and follow and see first on the WWIB Facebook page. And we would love to be able to see some of these local businesses propped up and supported.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.